Quantifying the Greenwashing Risk Premium, an Empirical Study on Global Sustainable Funds. CMA Sumendra Roy, Assistant Professor, Globsyn Business School, Kolkata. Abstract. Sustainable investing is booming worldwide, but growing concerns about greenwashing threaten to undermine its credibility. This study measures the greenwashing risk premium through a greenwashing suspect index, GSI, based on ESG downgrades, controversies and disclosure discrepancies. Using 500 funds, 2020 to 2025, in panel regressions, we anticipate that the higher the GSI score, the higher should be excess returns. The results provide investors, regulators, and asset managers with an empirically based map to assess, price and manage greenwashing risk. Keywords: greenwashing, ESG funds, risk premium, sustainable finance, panel data analysis. A introduction. Background. ESG investing has come a long way in the past decade, transforming from niche thought leadership to becoming the dominant global investment approach, with almost $30 trillion in AUM towards end 2024 and surpassing $40 trillion by 2030. Given growing investor awareness of the financial implications of sustainability and regulatory developments by bodies such as the EU, SFDR, and USSEC bringing in greater scrutiny and mandated disclosures to increase transparency. But the surge in ESG labeled products has raised concerns about greenwashing, misleading or overinflated sustainability claims that distort capital allocation, destroy investor confidence and sap headway on bona fide sustainable development goals. Problem statement. Despite increasing attention, we lack good estimates of the financial consequences of greenwashing. There's scant empirical data on the greenwashing risk premium that investors seek when ESG credibility is in doubt. This interstice affords opportunities for mispriced risk, muddled capital allocation and impotent regulations that can work to frustrate not only market efficiency but the proliferation of truly sustainable investment products. Research gap. Research to date on greenwashing has centered for the most part on corporate behavior, gaps between what firms claim in relation to their environmental performance and real outcomes, as well as reputational fallout from such differences. Yet while dozens of studies examine greenwashing at the firm level, just a fraction investigate it at the fund level, despite ESG funds being among central avenues for sustainable investing today. The few fund-level studies generally consider either the quality of disclosure or the divergence of ESG rating without measuring a financial premium related to greenwashing risk. The idea of a greenwashing risk premium, the extra return required for credibility and uncertainty risk, is as yet largely unexplored in an empirical sense. This is the gap that we aim to fill with the development of a greenwashing suspect index, GSI, and by estimating its associated risk premium for markets and asset classes, some of which are well known to investors, regulators, and sustainable finance practitioners. B. Literature Review. A greenwashing in the field of sustainable finance. Greenwashing presents a significant barrier, in the form of false or exaggerated environmental claims, Delmas and Bourbonneau, 2011. In funds, it manifests in the form of cherry-picking ESG disclosure or overclaiming on sustainability goals, Leone and Montgomery, 2015. B. ESG ratings and its dispersion. Providence of information is characterized as highly asymmetric as a result of volatile dimensionality and varying intensity, Berg et al., 2022, Christensen et al., 2022. ESG profiles are inflated before downgrades. ESG ratings can also be overscaled ahead of rating downgrades, suggesting a possible greenwashing trend, Dyke et al., 2019. See risk premia and ESG investment mispricing. Climate risk priced in is on the rise, Pastor et al., 2021. Explicit greenwashing related risk premia have not been extensively studied, Bolton and Kacperchik, 2022. De-analysis and the detection framework of fund level. Fund level detection text analysis and controversy signal instruments seldom consider the multi-year return data, U, 2022. Synthesis and research gap. Three features of the literature stand out: greenwashing is prevalent, ESG ratings are noisy, and fund-level greenwashing risk premiums are insufficiently studied. Formalizing the GSI and its empirical pricing is thus motivation for this analysis. 3. Methodology. A. Research design. This research adopts a quantitative, causal comparative, ex post facto approach to address the study design, in which panel data econometric estimation will be employed in order to identify the link between level of greenwashing suspicion and excess fund returns. The design permits separation of the greenwashing effect. It also controls fund-specific and market-level features over time. The analysis covers Q1 2020, Q2 2025. It's been a time of explosive growth in ESG funds as well as increased regulatory interest/context. B. Data sources. Information is gathered from various reliable sources. Morningstar Direct/Bloomberg, Fund Net Asset Value, Returns, Assets Under Management, AUM, Fund Category, Sector Exposure. Refinitiv ESG Scores/MSCI ESG Ratings, Annual ESG Ratings and Rating Change History. MSCI Controversies/Rep Risk, Quantity and Severity of ESG Controversies. Fund Sustainability Reports, Disclosure Discrepancies between Expressed Mandates and Real Portfolio Holdings. World Bank/OECD/VIX Index, Macro, GDP Growth, Inflation, Market Volatility. Discussion. A. Linking results to literature. The results support the presence of a greenwashing risk premium, as we find an unambiguous positive relationship between the Greenwashing Suspect Index, GSI, and excess returns. This finding extends the climate risk pricing framework of Pastor, Stambaugh, and Taylor, 2021, by isolating credibility risk as a distinct priced factor. The premium is particularly stronger in emerging markets, where the information asymmetry, Berg et al., 2022, and weaker regulatory enforcement, Van der Beek, 2021, increase investor uncertainty. High GSI funds achieve greater short-run returns, but the literature warns that reputation and regulation implications can lead to reversed gains in the long term, Leone and Montgomery, 2015. B. Practical implications. Investors, though, should not take the premium for granted. Regulators can point to this evidence in support of tighter ESG disclosure policies. Managers of assets gain with transparent reporting, or else they risk damaging their credibility in the long run. See conclusions and future work. The article modeled greenwashing suspicion as a priced risk. Limitations are data coverage and GSI subjectivity. Future research could also examine machine learning, ESG funds in the private market, and post-regulation premium decay. 6. Conclusion and recommendations. This study shows that higher greenwashing suspect index, GSI, scores are associated with higher excess returns, which is particularly the case for developing economies, indicative of a potential concomitant greenwashing risk premium. But it is a premium that is unstable and frequently falls under the regulatory hammer or to ESG downgrades. It is a cautionary signal for investors to protect themselves using GSI-based screening and portfolio diversification. Regulators need to require transparent ESG disclosure and punish false claims. Asset managers need to focus on capabilities, the importance of verification, and authentic ESG integration. At the end of the day, sustainable finance will have to put measurable impact before marketing.